Hello, good people. Welcome to Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Development Rights. I am Rita Babide, your host, as usual. I just want to thank you for listening to Witness Radio and for all that you do, and make sure that you listen to Witness Radio. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your efforts. And also, I won't really take you back to what we discussed in our previous episode, but if you'd like to listen to what we discussed in our previous episode, you can please go to our YouTube channel, Witness Radio, and you will find those episodes. But just a glimpse, we discussed about land grabs and their impact. How do they impact the environment, economic status of people, the social status of people, and so much more. So today we are actually going to discuss about land and environmental conservation. Yeah, and usually our counsel, Joanne Budiedali, will be taking us through. And I would like to welcome her. Counsel Joanne, you're looking very beautiful this morning. And I'd love to invite you and say hello to us.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for staying tuned in to Witness Radio. Stay tuned in. Thank you.
And hope you're enjoying your weekend. You're over there chilling. And, you know, when you get your time and you say, you know, I'll listen to this program at this very time. At 10 a.m., this program always runs from Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. That is for the English version, and for the Luganda version, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But thank you so much for supporting this particular program. Yeah, thank you so much. We are going in for a break. We shall come back.
Ganyulwa mu program za Witness Radio osomesebwe batya bw'osobola okukuuma ettaka lyo okuva mu mikono gy'abannakigwanyizi. Oli mulwanirizi wa ddembe, oyagala amaloboozi g'ebitundu oba abantu b'olwanirira gatuuke ku bavunaanyizibwa? Weekwate radio y'abantu, Witness Radio. Wuliriza Witness Radio mu kitundu kyo ng'ekulambululira ensonga ezinyiga abantu. Wulirizanga Witness Radio okumanya enkulaakulana y'ettaka nga tekosa bantu mu bitundu mweteekeddwa oba obutonde bw'ensi.
Listen to Witness Radio to learn more about environmental laws and policies and how you can protect the environment.
Welcome back from that short break. Those that have just joined us, this is Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights, and keep tuned in always. Today we are going to discuss about land and environmental conservation. What is environmental conservation? How are these two interlinked? Without wasting any more time, and I'd like to invite Counsel Joanne to take us through right away.
Thank you, Rita. She gave you a glimpse on what we discussed in our last episode, so I'll go straight to the point. I won't have to take you back. We are just going to look at land use planning, like how do they plan for areas or communities where we stay to make sure that they did not bring land conflicts in your different communities where you stay, and how it helps us go to conserve the environment, you know, or people not to do activities that are not favorable for a certain community or a certain land that may bring soil degradation, environmental degradation, one or another. So absolutely, land use planning and environmental conservation are closely linked concepts that, when effectively integrated, help promote sustainable development, protect ecosystems, and ensure that land resources are used in ways that benefit both present and future generations. So, what do we mean when we say when we talk about land use planning? Land use planning is the process of managing land resources to ensure they are optimal use for various human rights activities such as agriculture, housing, industrial infrastructure, and conservation, while minimizing conflicts and environmental degradation. What are the objectives of land use planning? To allocate land for different sources based on sustainability, and community needs. To prevent land conflicts by regulating competing demands, e.g. farming versus housing, like, yeah, they don't want to cause conflicts in land issues. To guide infrastructure development in an organized and efficient manner. To protect critical areas such as wetlands, forests, and watersheds. So basically, in doing planning, it helps also to promote equitable access to land, especially for marginalized groups like women, youth, and indigenous communities. So it is very important for the government to make sure that there is planning for every community so that we know that this is a wetland, I'm not supposed to settle there. This is an industrial area, I cannot build a house there for residential because, you know, it is not good. And this is a water body that it's not good for someone to power waste or dispose of waste in a water body, especially industries that want to be constructed near Lake Victoria or River Nile or any water body. So it is very, 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 very key.
So our government is responsible for doing that, for, let me say, partitioning or telling these people where and how to use this land or allocate certain kind of land, that you should not use this land because it's a wetland. You should not use this land because it's for industries. Is it the only authority allowed to do that?
Well, there are bodies that are actually in charge of everything.
Mm.
Let's talk about, let me give an instance of NEMA.
Mm.
With NEMA, we deal with wetlands.
Yes.
You cannot set in a wetland. When you set in a wetland, it comes up. We have KCCA that helps in organizing certain cities in the suburbs of Kampala and Kampala. Don't construct this anyhow and anywhere because they'll know the plan of the place. Maybe there's a village, there's a road. There are also offices at the district level that know.
Mm.
So there are different bodies that are established by the government to make sure that they plan well for the cities or the districts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So another question is, because I've seen most of these bodies coming up when people have already settled in that place. Like, at times, when they want to establish something, when maybe the government wants to establish something, they claim that people who are settling in a particular area, they are in a wetland, or it's a forest reserve. That's when all these things come up. That now this has been a wetland, this is a forest reserve. Because people go there ignorantly, why do they come up when they want to do something?
This is a two-way thing. For today, I understand them. I'm a human rights activist.
Mm.
I'm not saying the government protects its people. It has let us down in many ways. But people are also very stubborn. And usually, did you know that when you buy land in a wetland, it's a bit cheaper than when it's on a, like, when it's dry surface. And people will tell you buying land in a swampy place or a wetland, it's cheaper than when you have few. Like it's even cheaper than, because they say when someone buys on a hill is very expensive. It depends on where you are, the ones that buy on the road. So the prices keep differing according to where you settle and the type of the land.
Mm.
But people are ignorant. I do understand the biggest percentage probably did not know that they are buying land in a wetland where NEMA will come up and say it is a wetland, because some places are semi-wet, like literally, unless it rains, you cannot know it's a what?
A wetland.
Yeah.
Mm.
And even if it rains, it can have a little bit of mud, that which mud is proportional, like someone can fail to understand if it's a wetland or no. So the government let people down in the first place. The first thing they had to do is to sensitize them about what is a wetland. I mean, people needed to know how wetland looks like.
Yeah.
And to tell them you're not supposed to settle in a wetland. Like, there are families that have been on that land way back before even Environmental Act came into place.
Yeah, for example, the bona fide occupants.
Before even NEMA, you know, so, and the law doesn't work backward. But there are those that settle, knowing it's a wetland and decide to settle. So this is a two-way thing. People let themselves down, but also the government lets them down. And the government being the fact that it doesn't have the spirit of the people. Because what it will do what it feels like it's right to them. Because the most annoying thing is they can decide to evict people. And then the next thing you know, they are busy erecting a certain mall. And then you wonder, isn't a mall like, what makes the land different? How different is it? Has it now become dry land?
Mm-hmm.
Could even look at the time when they were evicting people. Which petrol station was left there? And a certain bank, I think. Are they on dry land? So, yeah, the government has let down people to some extent, and that's why we are suffering, and that's why we have land grabs in the country, but even Ugandans sometimes also lead to their own problems.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I can say.
Okay.
So, when we talk about land use planning, what are the key components that we are looking at? Basically, we look at zoning, and under zoning, we have designating specific areas for residential, commercial, agricultural, industrial, conservation purposes. We also look at stakeholder engagement involving local communities, landowners, businesses, and government in decision making when they are doing their planning for districts and cities. Spatial planning tools, maps, graphic information systems, and satellite imagery are used to guide decisions. Regulatory and bylaws enforce policies that control how land is used, sold, leased, or developed. So those are the key components you have to put in mind when they're trying to plan for a country, for a city or a district. So talking about environment, we would love to know what is environment conservation. And environmental conservation is the sustainable management and protection of natural resources such as soil, water, air, forests, and biodiversity to prevent degradation or loss. Why we want to conserve the environment? Basically, this is to preserve ecosystems and biodiversity, to combat land degradation, deforestation, and desertification, to ensure the sustainability of resources for future generations, to mitigate the impacts of climate change, and also to protect water sources, reduce pollution, and maintain soil fertility. So basically, that is the reason as to why we need to conserve the what? The environment. So what are the approaches or what must be done in case we need to conserve the environment? Afforestation and reforestation, planting trees to restore degraded land. When you plant trees, they help in rain formation. They help in regulating the climate in one or another. So that, because that's why if you go to a place that is, if you go to a forest, the air there and the wind that blows is different from when you are in a Kampala. You get, it's fresh.
Mm. An area that has more trees is different from.
Yeah, it's sieved. It's very fresh, it's sieved. It's not polluted. Like, there's a way the environment is far different.
Yeah, there's a way it feels far like. Different. It feels yeah, so different. From when,
like, the wind in Kampala is warm.
Warm wind?
Yeah, sometimes even the smell that comes with the air is confusing. Mm. So, I feel like we need the environment to be conserved in one or another. I'm not saying ginger is a very good and nice and what place, but there's a time whereby if you're heading to Kampala, the moment when you are in Mabira Forest, the environment is different. then you go a little bit, you get a little bit like there is a way it feels different. The air, the cool breeze, like the environment is completely different from what like we experience in Kampala, for crying out loud. The moment you enter Mavid and you're proceeding, like the environment is extremely different. No hot, not what, so cool. The air is fresh.
Yeah, so, even in some villages, as you proceed.
Because what happens is now the reason as to why it happens that way is you can find that in Jinja. Like, there are industries, but there are few. We used to have our industries, and I took them. I don't know where. When I was very young, we had textile, very different, nice industries that used to do a lot of things.
The but bakery, they're strategically located.
Yeah. And people used to even go for tourism. You remember
school? Yes, used to go yes. There.
I don't know what we did to this government.
Yeah, I remember we visited, is it Vitaform?
Uh-huh. Even the textile company.
Nightil.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know where they took those things. I don't know. But we had our camp. I don't know what happened. But the air is different. It's cool. It's a cool town. Eh? However much they call us stupid, that we are what, but it's a cool town.
So you haven't... You haven't yet clocked 45, so you're not...
I'm not yet there.
I won't say that word.
I'm still categorizing that someone who doesn't have sense. So now when they hear me talk about Jinja, like, look at this. Either indeed you are stupid, you're stupid. You're not yet there.
Okay, Kasejo.
We are just talking about the environment. We're not talking about how developed it is and the fact that there's a lot going on. The poverty is on a high level. Yeah. So we ain't talking about that. We are so focused on the fact that environment is different.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria gives it all. So, yeah.
When you come back from the break, we shall continue from there.
Oina mauli agakwata kuchibataka. Oba waliwo gwomanyi ngagobeddwa kuttaka. Oba ngebintu byebyonooneddwa. Olwenkayana z'ettaka. Oba kibanja. Tegeza Witness Radio ngoita ku simu zaffe namba noti nye munya mukaga mwenda msambu biri biri emu oba ya WhatsApp noti msambu nya tano mwenda mukaga tano msambu mukaga tano nandichi ensonga zilope butereevu kuchibanja chaffe echa Witness Radio ku www.witnessradio.org laba kumapu elaga abantu n'ettaka eritwaliddwa olwo ojja kulaba ekigambo report eviction awoloopa bw'oba ogobeddwa ku ttaka bw'omala noonya ekitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmaapu eno onyige ku kitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmaapu kireta akatonyeza akalangi emyufu olwo okanyigeko jjuza foomu eyo onyige safe okutereka by'ojjuza teekamu ekifaananyi eky'ekitundu ky'ettaka eribbiddwa nyiga upload ng'osindikirako ekifaananyi.
Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
Welcome back from that short break. And I remind you, you are listening to Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights, with me, Rita Babidie. Councillor Joan. Yeah, you were still telling us about the cool breeze and fresh air in Jinja.
I cannot talk about this because I know some people are feeling very bad. And then they will start coming me as...
They will jealous you.
Yes. That's why you find many Zungus settled there.
Okay. We are joking. We are joking. We are not stupid. Yeah.
We also talk about the sustainable agriculture. And this happens where we have to reduce chemical use and promoting organic farming. We really use a lot of chemicals. Like in now, the maize that Agnes grows in Chirandongo, they spray it with chemicals, and these chemicals are not really... there's a way they're kind of affecting the community members. So we really utilize many chemicals. And to make matters worse, we mix them. And where we get them from, people are chasing them because they are affecting them. And there are cases that those international countries are actually trying to disclose. So you find that there are many chemicals that we are actually bringing in the country, but internationally, where they are produced, they're actually banning them from the country because they have side effects on people that use them, especially those that come into direct exposure with the chemicals. But here in Uganda, they bring them, and then even the brands are changed names. And then to make matters worse, the people that sell them keep mixing other things.
Mm.
Especially now that chemical that makes a pasture dry.
Roundup.
The Roundup thing.
Mm.
That makes, you know, but in Uganda, you may look for Roundup and you don't get it. It now has another name.
Yeah, they rebrand.
Yeah. So now we have a problem with that. And with why it has affected some of them that have come into direct contact with it. But you find Ugandans using chemicals without even closing their nose, without closing their body, and they're just spraying their gardens anyhowly.
Mm.
And to tell people to stop using pesticides is also another thing. It's another challenge that you'll face, because some of them have been able to get better harvests after spraying their crops. And then they'll tell you to bring evidence as to who it has affected. Now, with the whites, maybe it may be immediate. But with black, with the kind of blood that we have, I think, I don't know how God actually
creates us. Our immune is very strong.
Yeah. So we may not get the side effect immediately, but it comes slowly. Like now, there's a guy that actually told us that he was black. He was out of the country, and he said he was, we can call him Negro, black American, that it might not affect your skin, but he said there is a way it feels like you're young, but the way your body functions, you age.
Mm.
You function like someone who is if you're 30, you function like someone who is 48 or 50, something like that.
Mm.
Which we may not be able to actually, which we may not be able to sense, like as Africans, very fast, because we do not mind.
Yeah, you may think like it's just a normal tiredness. Thing, like,
yes,
yeah.
Because usually these people who do agriculture, they get tired. Someone can be in the garden from morning to evening.
Mm.
And then they'll be like, oh my God, this digging thing, actually, it weighs me down. Like there's always, we know people who dig a lot tend to look old.
Mm. Mm.
You get, like, we have that perception. Eh? In Uganda, we call it enkumbie kadia.
Mm.
So someone looks more of their age, and then we go with that, not knowing these pesticides that we apply on these crops are the ones that are actually causing what?
That.
The side effects.
Mm.
When we talk about having the environment, we talk about wildlife protection, creating conservation areas and wildlife corridors. We have ECOP that was put where? In the middle of what? And now the animals are unstable. Now they have started attacking what? They have gone to people's homes. You get that kind of disability, disability that, you know, affects people. Community-based natural resource management, empowering communities to manage and protect the environment. Then there is also environmental education. Raising awareness on the importance of protecting natural resources is also very important. Like, that is something, that's another topic that I, like us as WR, want to start after this, shortly, within the next few weeks, we'll start now discussing environmental rights, so that people get to know how important it is to preserve the environment. So, people will be asking, we are unorganized. No, but we are not. We don't basically deal in land alone. We do land justice and environmental justice. So we are trying to interlink. How is land planning? How does land planning or land use planning connect the two? Land rights and environmental conservation.
Mm.
With land use planning, you look at allocating land for forests and protected areas. You get? Mm. How does it help? How are you helping to conserve the environment by doing that? I mean, if the government is allocating land for forestry, you're conserving the environment. And this can help in preserving habitats and biodiversity. So managing urban growth. Here, how do they do reducing sprawls and preserving natural ecosystems? That is when they say you are in an urban area, but please do not settle in that rigid drainage. Do not settle in that channel. It is a rigid drainage channel, that wetland. Please don't settle there. When it comes to land use planning, they designate buffer zones around water bodies, preventing water pollution and erosion. When I talked about the case of Kalangala in our last episodes, you know, I mean, they plan. Please do not plant your palm oil trees in the buffer zones of Lake Victoria. And this is the water that actually our national water connects to our different homes. You know, I don't know whether it is the medicine they used to treat or what, but have you ever experienced a time where you shower water and it inches you?
Yeah. Yes.
You have ever experienced it?
Yeah.
So that means there is something wrong. It's either the chemicals they use for treating that water or whatever, but there are times you shower water and it inches you seriously and you're like, what's happening?
Yeah,
which is not healthy, because that automatically shows that there is a reaction to your body. It's a side effect. You don't know how far that will take you. You don't know how it is affecting your skin or what. Me at my home, there is even a time where you see water changes. Like, I won't say it is the pressure that comes too much, but water can change, and it's not this colorless water, but it is water that it wants to turn to a bit like, have you ever seen water where they dip a small drop of milk? Just a small drop of milk or two.
Weird
color. Just a small
kinda
drop.
Kind of whitish.
Yeah, whitish, but not too whitish. It's there.
Yeah, I get.
Yeah. So that means that the reason why we're having such water is people are actually misusing the water bodies that we have. Planning agricultural land use, minimizing soil degradation and promoting food security. That is how, you know, when we talk about planning agricultural land use, that is now land use planning. And when how does it conserve the environment?
Mm.
It minimizes soil degradation and promoting food security. Enforcing development controls. How does it support the environment? Prevent sustainable exploitation of land resources. Conversely, environmental consideration guide land use planning decisions to ensure that development does not destroy fragile ecosystems or cause long-term harm. So that is why it is very important when you see the government trying to plan for the district, plan for this, and this land belongs to this, this land is for industrial use. Even in Kampala, we have the industrial area, though we have other places, but we have the industrial area.
So a proper allocation or proper land use planning can also support environmental conservation.
Yeah, but the problem is they plan, but I don't know what they are planning. Because if you say you're giving a project to a certain Chinese to go to Mubende and do grow trees, afforestation, and these pine trees, they're not favorable for Ugandan soil or for whatever they are being planted. They're not favorable for that soil. I mean, soil in Mubende is very fertile.
Yeah.
For those that know Mubende way back, it was like we used to have a lot of agricultural harvests that used to come from that side. So I don't understand you saying we want to grow trees and then you allocate people's land. You evict people off the land to allocate land for reforestation and afforestation. But then you go to Mavida Forest, a forest that you did not pay for. You didn't put effort. God just put it there for you because he wanted. He said, in Uganda, they need that forest. And they need Buvuma and what? Sorry, Kagoma. There is that other forest. Bugoma. Yes, Bugoma Forest Reserve. So God created Mavida for Uganda. You get? And then for you, you say you want to reserve land, you chase people away. But you're busy destroying the forest that God what? Created. That may even yield more impact, positive impact than these trees that you're spraying. Because trust me, these trees that they are growing for a specific reason. Some of them, they just want wood or something, you get.
Mm.
But the trees that God, they are different. You find different trees. They are different trees, like trees that are really fruitful to the environment.
Yeah.
So I just don't get it when someone says, I need land to build forests. And we have even NFA in the country.
Yeah, to plant.
Yeah, we have NFA that is in charge of that.
Mm.
And then you're cutting trees in Magura Forest. What's the logic behind it? Which food do they eat that brings such confusion in their heads?
I really don't know.
Because we were supposed to add on the Magura we have, right?
Mm.
But you know, that beautiful place used to have nice animals. It used to be thick and nice. And then you're cutting it. And then you go somewhere, you evict people off land. You build something that God created and you destroyed. I just don't get it. So basically, the planning, the land use planning is very, very key. Very key. It really avoids issues of, like we said, water has to flow in the wetland. That's why you find some people, you find people on news always complaining, who are there, and then Lake Victoria pushed us. You are in the buffer zones of the lake.
Mm.
You know, it has limits. I know sometimes it expands beyond, but it has limits.
Mm.
There is a place where it cannot go beyond. You get?
Yes. So,
there are meters that are necessary, that you're supposed to live beyond, to construct your house way far away from what? From the lake. But some people want to construct near because they want that view. It looks posh, so that when they are on their Snapchat taking pictures, they're like, oh my God, what a house, what a view.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing anytime Lake Victoria is coming for you.
Yeah.
So this planning is very, very key. And also people who I mean, you've seen an area where there are only industries, and then for you, you buy land there. After there are industries, you buy land there, and you want to construct a house there on your land.
Mm.
And then your kids you give birth to children who do not hear, they become deaf, and you can't tell why. Not knowing that is actually the consequences of staying in an industrial area. Because you see that noise?
You know,
we have a home in Lugazi. But before actually my parents had to sell off from where we were to where we are now, but still in the same place. We used to be meters far away from Meta. That is Lugazi Sugar. That's a company that produces sugar.
Mm.
Lugazi. But at the time where you would hear noise from the what? From the company. From the industry. Sorry, from the industry. You would hear noise coming from there. But you were far.
Mm.
You were far. But just imagine people that used to live near. There is even a time you would hear the smell of... It's just that when it comes to sugar, you hear different scents. Sometimes you hear... I don't know, in Uganda we call it skaliguru, things like that. And different scents that may come mm-hmm. out of it. So it's things affect us in one or another. But it's just that we don't know where it affects us. You just keep saying, you guys are give birth to deaf children. I don't know why. Not knowing the reason why. Because that noise affects the children. That vibration from the machine affects them. Then you start complaining, my cows banange, when they don't produce, you get.
Yeah.
So that is all. So it is okay. That is how important zoning and land use planning is to help us in environmental conservation and planning better also for the country. To make sure that our children find everything that they'll need. The same way our great-grandkids, great-grandparents left it for us. Thank you.
Well said, Councillor John. Thank you so much for discussing this topic. I hope people that are actually accountable and responsible for land use planning, they've had this message. And it's a call out to each and every person that is entitled or has a responsibility to allocating such things. Kindly hear our cry out, hear our cry, so that we can actually maybe protect our environment, conserve it. And I won't say much, and I'd like to thank you for listening to Witness Radio. For those that are having environmental and land rights issues, you can call us on 041-4697-221. That is for direct calls. And or you can use our WhatsApp number, which is 07-4596-5765. My name is Rita Babide. Until next time, have a good day.